Thanks for your company. I'm Jessica Amir, market analyst with Bell Direct. Today I'm joined by Chris Bennett, who's the Director of Index Investment Strategy at S&P Dow Jones Indices. Chris, thanks for joining us from the UK.
Thank you for having me.
S&P Dow Jones Indices create many of the benchmark indices that we all reference, and you also lead the finance world in a way, creating indices like the ASX Tech Index, which has been one of the best performers locally. So with that in mind, Chris, what's the next biggest investment trend that might be coming?
Well, thank you for having me again. The biggest thing that we've seen and the biggest topic you saw going into the end of last year is clean energy. So the environmental movement, obviously thinking through what were the impact of the environment, has been a big, big driver of not just discussion, but investment flows over the last few years. Our S&P Global Clean Energy Index was up somewhere near 200% last year. It just had a fantastic run. And capital continues to flow into the clean energy sector around the world.
Well, many investors will be looking forward to a clean energy ETF. Now, changing pace, Australian and US stocks are trading above their historical averages in terms of price to earnings ratios, meaning they appear expensive. So there's risk of a pullback. What are your thoughts on this, Chris?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. At the moment, on a price to earnings ratio basis, things do look very expensive. And what we're seeing now is a pretty aggressive base case baked in, meaning that there will be a fast, rapid vaccine distribution, and you'll have things get back to normal globally fairly rapidly. One of the risks to this, obviously, is that that doesn't happen, that there is a slowdown or it isn't quite as quick of a return to normal for many global equities and for many companies in general. The biggest risk we have here is that these valuations may be maybe pricing in a bit too much optimism. So there's something to keep an eye on as we go forward.
And since the COVID-19 low, value stocks have started to bounce back. And of late, we've seen large growth and tech names take a bit of a trim. Are these two trends set to continue?
Well, I think if we take a step back and think about what the market is looking at and where we see the market going, again, there's this sort of aggressive recovery priced in seemingly to current valuation. What that means and what that's done for many value names, which tend to be at the moment more cyclical players, i.e. they do better when the economy does better. That's given them a boost, and that's given sort of that focus around how do we see the world recovering and then looking in that direction. There is obviously a risk to that. As we discussed before, whether or not the economies or whether or not everything comes back at full speed is still something we'll need to see. Values lagged growth for a long time. Whether or not it overtakes growth in the near term is still sort of to be determined at this point. But it does look promising, at least for now, and has since about the end of September last year.
So cyclicals should rally as long as the economy grows. Moving to the material sector, we've seen lithium, copper and nickel all claw out of bear markets, and stocks in these sectors are seeing healthy gains. Iron ore is already in a bull market, stocks in that space making sizable gains too. Now, all these tailwinds are benefiting the material sector. How long will this mining boom go for?
With mining, it goes back to that same, the idea that we are going to have this return to heavy industrial production, heavy construction, and increasing demand in that section of the world. You've seen massive gains, to your point, in iron ore, in copper, and some other major industrial metals. But there is still a question about if this pace of recovery can continue. If it can continue, it's not unrealistic to think that we'll see continued strength within the components of construction, so to speak, as construction increases. But there is still that risk on a pullback, particularly if economies don't get up to speed or have to slow down some of their development aspirations in the wake of COVID-19.
So you spoke about the risk of a pullback. What do you think investors could be considering to hedge?
Well, last year what we saw was a classic case of traditional hedges, and not all traditional hedges, by the way, but many traditional hedges end up having a better or downside protection. Gold had a very good year. Fixed income, most investment-grade corporates had a fairly good year globally. You also saw some strange bedfellows in the hedging space, and I hesitate to say this because I don't think I've ever said it in my career before, but the tech sector was actually a hedge in that sell-off. Now, could that continue if you had a sort of a return to what we had last year? It's definitely worth considering, albeit there are some other considerations within the tech sector we need to keep in mind, not the least of which being antitrust concerns with some of the major US tech players. But again, if we had a sell-off similar to last year and the conditions were exactly the same, the tech sector probably would be in a good position relative to other equity sectors.
And last year, amid the COVID crash, there was a high correlation with global equities, seeing global markets simultaneously pare back. Now, some investors were, I guess, scratching their heads, wondering if global diversification should still play a crucial role in investing. What are your thoughts on this, Chris?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right, by the way. In the situation last year, there was a high correlation movement. Basically, everything went down all at once. But the size of the movements was different within individual regions, and the size of the recovery was different within individual regions. I'll give you an example. I live here in the UK, and UK equities had an abysmal recovery. They were one of the worst performers in Europe and have had a fairly weak decade leading into this dealing with Brexit and what have you. But UK equities may be a value play going forward this year, whereas Chinese equities during the pandemic and the initial sell-off did better or didn't do quite as badly as everywhere else because they were further along their pandemic life cycle. So having that diversification does have a benefit there, albeit sometimes correlation movements mask the size or the magnitude of underlying movements.
Chris Bennett, Director of Index Investment Strategy at S&P Dow Jones Indices. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you again for having me on. It was a pleasure.
So there's plenty to consider when building your portfolio. S&P Dow Jones Research goes into building their indices, which fund managers use to create ETFs. Now, some popular ETFs tracking S&P Australian benchmarks include STW, IOZ, ATEC, and SLF. For international, IVV, WXOZ, WEMG, and DJRE. For more information, please head to Bell Direct's website.